Moving on to item number three.
Item three, from the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report relative to the adoption and filing of the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care Examination Report by the State Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. This item also went to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. That committee did not consider the item. It's informational only, and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. We are running out of time as our full board meeting starts at 9:30. So what I'd like to do with this item is, if this was distributed to committee members a little less than a week ago, so you've probably had time to go over it. So what I'd like is just a three-minute synopsis, and then we'll move to questions. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And County Board Supervisors, yes, the report of the examination has been distributed to all of the supervisors. We operate the Managed Care Organization under a contract with the Department of Health Services and through a permit with the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. Because we have a permit from OCI, they do a field examination. This is their first field examination of the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care. It was concluded. You have the report before you. It was, by and large, a very positive field examination. They were here for weeks. And where there were the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance came back with four recommendations. It's important to note none of those recommendations were on the fiscal side. They looked at our conflict of interest statement for our board members, consolidating files, and the recommendations are in here. We have either begun to or completely complied with all of those recommendations. I personally found them to be very useful. So we were pleased with the report. I believe OCI was also very pleased with the performance of the managed care organization. So if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from committee? Supervisor Bowen.
thank you, Madam Chair. I did have a chance to review this document. And first, what caught my eye was the conflict of interest recommendation. Has it been reviewed by Corporation Counsel, and have we seen any conflict of interest with members that serve on the board?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, we do have a draft conflict of interest statement reviewed by Corporation Counsel. There is only one individual that serves on the governing board who is a provider. But we'll have all of the board members sign off on that so that they notify us if there is a conflict and recuse themselves. It's important to note again that our governing board is advisory in nature, but we are going forward with a policy and with a statement once Corporation Counsel has signed off on that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And have they given an answer as far as members that are on the board? And I mean, if there's a conflict of interest right now, you're just saying it's under review still for the actual policy that you'll create.
Correct. Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, as I said, we have one provider who provides residential and day services on the board. And again, this board does not vote on contracts. So from that standpoint, the conflict of interest statement, I think, is absolutely appropriate and necessary. However, there isn't an ability to award or disapprove a contract. And this individual, Reverend Coleman, who's on the board, and we're aware of that he is a provider. In the past, we've had other employees of Goodwill or Milwaukee Center for Independence on the board. But as it stands now, we're aware of that, so we would know if there were discussions where this individual would need to recuse themselves. But again, they don't have contract approval authority anywhere on the board.
What about the other committees of the governing board, where other people might be represented?
Only board members, official board members, can vote. So while we may have people on committees, if they're not a board member, they can't vote. So you can be present on a committee, the meetings are open to attendance, but you can only vote as a board member.
Okay. I'd be interested in seeing that report from Corporation Counsel on specifically members are in the on the board or
executive senior level staff that they highlight here, and the other committees as well, even if individuals don't have a vote. And then also I'd like to bring to your attention something that came to me from a number of workers that healthcare workers that work for, I believe, SHO, Supportive Home Care Options, and some of the concerns that they have of the organization and the company not being, I guess, too engaging and supportive of them and their labor and union rights. Has that those concerns come to you as well, Ms. Ledger?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Bowen, no one has approached me, so I can't speak to that.
And what I have been privy to, I believe the concerns are pointing to show actually using money from the contract that they have with the county to, I guess, legally attack the workers in this situation. So I think that's something that definitely needs to be looked into, and I'd like to formally request a audit from the Department of Audit and the Comptroller's Office of SHO to ensure that we're not using tax dollars to attack our own employees that do services for the county.
I will have to check because I am not sure under Act 14 if we are allowed to request audits anymore. So I will, because that happens in a different department, and we're not able to direct department heads. And so I honestly am not sure how that works. So, oh, and Mr. Hare is here. Mr. Hare can tell us.
A person can answer that.
All right.
Audit director. I believe under Act 14 you are allowed to request direct whatever words you want to use. We have always preferred that when we commit those kind of resources, that it reflects the will of the body. So I would suggest a resolution.
Resolution. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So Erica can work with Supervisor Bowen to draft a resolution asking for an audit. What? It's, he'll have to work with her to get it before us in the future.
Question, Madam Chair. I guess I've requested reports or certain things as a member of the committee. Mm-hmm. And if possible, if we're saying that we can't make those requests anymore, I guess I'd like to have a legal opinion from Corporation Counsel saying that board members can't request items anymore, but
it's not an item, it's an audit,
which
expounds a lot of resources. And so generally when you are requesting an audit, wasn't sure if we were still able to request audits, but in the past, even myself, when we request audits, you do a resolution for that with a fiscal note attached, taking a look at staff time and things like that. And so it has been the policy of this body that you would do a resolution. And again, you could work with Erica to get a resolution drafted. I'm not sure she'd be able to do it today, but that has been the policy of this board. Supervisor Weishan.
I was going to make that suggestion. If you could, as the chair, just make a direction to staff to work with us to create that resolution, and we will get on that as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so directed. All right. Is there anything further, Supervisor Bowen?
I guess I would just, Madam Chair, check in with you if you have, since I do recognize some of the workers here, and I know we're crunched for time, but if there is the possibility to give space to the public to speak on that.
All right. We do have three cards. It is the policy of this committee that we allow 3 minutes for public testimony. And so I will take the cards in the order that I have them, which is Diane Palmer, Andrea Anglin, and Arkezia Jackson to speak on item number 3. For information only.
Thank you so much. I realize we're pressed for time, so I'll try to be brief. My name is Diane Palmer. I'm the president of SEIU Healthcare Wisconsin. We're the union that represents the home care employees of SHO. Since December 2013, we've been in contract negotiations with SHO, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here because our workers have been asked to waive the living wage. And the living wage that they worked so hard to have passed. And while we've been asked to waive the living wage, we've observed several thousands of dollars being spent on legal fees to retaliate against workers, to retaliate against the union, to stop our workers from having a voice on the job. And although I'm not a home care worker, I've done home care work, and I remind myself always that it's the hardest work in the healthcare industry, with the fewest hours and some of the lowest pay workers in healthcare. Our workers worked very hard to get that living wage passed, and they were very happy when the living wage passed, and now they're being asked to waive it. So I'm asking for an audit of the dollars that are given to SHO in their contract for family care, and I'm asking for that that audit so that we might be able to better understand how the dollars are spent and so that we might be able to help with having the citizens of Milwaukee County have quality of care and at the same time have the workers have a living wage and the ability to earn a fair wage. So I thank you for your time, and I look forward to the audit.
Thank you. Andrea?
Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning. My name is Andrea Anglin. I am a worker. I've been a worker for 20-plus years. My employer is Supportive Home Care Options, with whom we're currently in bargaining at this time. With a new union contract. SHO has received millions of dollars, of which it's public money to provide quality service for Milwaukee County. I strongly believe there should be a check and balance and of where our money is currently going, where our dollars is currently going. I want to know, is it really going to Milwaukee County citizens who we work so hard for? Is it going to provide time? Is it going to help me provide? Is it going to help to provide for people like me? Or is it going to be used for legal costs to take away our rights and our voices on the job? This just hurts to even sit up here and even talk about this because it affects us so in so many different ways. We take care of people that we don't even know. We take care of loved ones that we have, and we work so hard to earn the little that we have. Thank you.
Thank you. Arkezia?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Arkezia Jackson. I have 14 years of experience as a home care worker. I'm a rehire with SHO, and I have been employed with SHO for 9 months. And I really enjoy the work I do with the clients. Becoming involved in the bargaining board, there are a few questions and concerns that I would like to have answered. I understand that SHO receives family care funding, which is provided by Milwaukee County. Therefore, the questions I have are due to the difficulties and unfair requests, demands by SHO during our bargaining sessions. The first question I have is, what is the total funding amount SHO has been receiving to care for their clients the clients, which are Milwaukee County taxpayers, citizens as well. And my second question is, I would like to know how are the funds being spent to care for the clients? And the last question, may we have the privilege to see how the funds, tax dollars, are being distributed to the clients, administration costs, employee costs, as well as legal costs? I personally feel that our tax dollars should not be spent to take away workers' voice or rights. Therefore, a request to clearly discover how this huge government contract is being dispersed will provide us, the workers, a clear understanding to show demands and requests. We need clear answers. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The last card I have is from Sally Springer from SHOW.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Supervisors. I'll quickly be quick. When the living wage came through, our contract ended on December 13th. The first meeting with Diane Palmer and Bonnie Strauss from SHOW was saying, if you give me 100% union security for all my employees, I'll give you living wage. I don't care about what the rest of the employees get. We want the union security and dues. Yes, my company does pay for the attorney to represent. It is my legal ability to do it through the funds that I have. It comes out of my pocket through the company, through the administrative costs. We are 100% funded by the county. The money that comes through for any benefits, any expenses for the wages for the employees is 100% passed on to all the employees, whether they're just Milwaukee County residents or they work for Milwaukee County clients in family care. So to call for an audit again, I would also like to ask Supervisor Bowen and Weitzman, if you have any employee that actually is calling you, then let me know and I will call and work with you. If you have any questions about the way the union negotiations are, there is the NLRB, which we are in the process of having equal charges filed against each thing. We are in collective bargaining, and I'm really respectfully requesting that the county look at in your legal analysis here whether the county is going to become involved or not in our collective bargaining agreement, which apparently you are now asking for an audit regarding that. So is the county now willing to pay for every single thing that the union is asking for all the employees? The money is a complete pass-through. We have no extra money to give the employees, although we do give them Christmas bonuses above and beyond what the collective bargaining has requested in the past. We give them uniforms. We give them additional TB tests. We give out door prizes. We give out additional training. We help the employees the very best we can. And that comes out of any minimal profit, because we get absolutely no profit on the wages that come through, which is about $14 or $15 million a year, and that goes 100%. When the employees received a bonus last year, the county gave us, I think, $1.5 million to determine what they're going to, 100%, except for a $10 check fee, went to SHOW to help process and determine, and it did not even cover our cost to issue that check and determine that even the employees who were termed got that. Retro pay to January 1st of last year to bring them up to 1027 an hour plus a bonus earlier in the year. So, you know, to call out an audit on me again because the union asked for it, then apparently the county is now looking at to running my collective bargaining agreements. I have had calls from supervisors asking they don't like my attorney, asking me that they've requested to have my attorney removed. I think that is way overstepping the bounds of what it should be happening in a business. We are a business. We pay our taxes. We pay our employees. I pay my bills. I pay my employees. I make sure that the clients, the people that we service, are being served by qualified employees. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there anything further from the committee? Seeing nothing, we're adjourned.